trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze, country roads.
Oh yeah, that is some John Denver, Country Roads. Welcome back. I'm back at college with my roommate, Jake Ryan Siegelbaum. How are you, Jake?
I'm good, John Ryan Nelson.
We just saw Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
That we did.
At the AMC Broad Street 7.
That's right. It's 2:06 a.m. right now.
Perfect time to do a review, because we have a lot of thoughts on this flick.
That we do.
Buddy. We watched the first one last night.
That's right. I rewatched it.
Yeah, you'd only seen it once before.
Yeah, I saw it in theaters when it was out, and then I saw it yesterday.
See, it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I would disagree with that.
It's honestly, like, I love the first one so much. I want to make movies like that. It's one of my favorite movies of 2014, one of my favorites of all time. Such a fun ride. Super cool. Puts the spy genre on its head without being like a full-fledged spoof. I took it seriously. I also thought it was hilarious. So much fun. The action's great. It's an awesome film.
I agree with all the points.
However,
except for it being one of the best of all time.
I wasn't asking if you could agree. But I was saying I was really psyched for this one.
Right.
Over the moon excited.
Sure.
Because of my reaction to that first one.
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, I think you like the first one a million times more than I like the first one. I really like it still.
Were you excited?
I was excited, yeah.
And we got out. Spoiler alert. We're going to get into some spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's get into spoilers. So if you don't want to listen to spoilers, listen to something else.
Listen to, like, Sean Hannity. All right. So we give your immediate... Do you want me to start, or do you want to start?
I think you should start.
All right.
Because I'm interested in what you have to say.
I have a lot to say about this movie.
I don't know if a bunch of our points are going to be that different.
Here we go.
But let's dive in.
I was from the first scene, and I would even say to the last scene, incredibly disappointed.
Really?
I was. I was not... I was very disappointed in this movie. So first of all, it opens very sloppily. Like, I was kind of pissed how it opened. And I was joking with you before. I was like, oh, what if it opened? The first one opened with Dire Straits' song, Money for Nothing. I was like, what's this one going to open with? And it doesn't open with a song immediately. It was with Eggsy coming out of the Kingsman shop. And then that guy is just there waiting for him with the gun. And you're like, huh, I thought he died last movie. Whatever. Okay, I guess he didn't. And he's got a robot hand. And then his cab driver does shit while he's waiting to drive him somewhere. And then there were three cars and that. And like, look, cool fight scene. But so over the top. Like, the other movie, what I love about the first movie, it gets progressively more over the top, but it's sort of like, until the end, there's like, okay, this is like kind of badass and like could possibly, in like a, you know, sort of a fairy tale and be real. Until, and then once the crazy stuff over the top action occurs, it's so surprising that you love it. So by the end of the first one, where people's heads are exploding into like colorful dust, it's so out there that it's surprising and it works. This movie opens like that with how ridiculous that chase scene was, where they have at one point a machine gun mounted on top of a car shooting around London and like a few cop cars go after them. Like, that is like, I just didn't buy it. And it was so over the top. And like, they carried, so that first one ends at like, you know, 100 miles an hour. This one starts at 115 and it goes from there.
I don't know if I necessarily have a problem with the over the topness. I thought, like you said in the first one, how it progressively gets more over the top.
Really?
I think that's most of the charm of the Kingsman movies. And it's
the first movie.
Both of them. And plus, the first one's over the top fairly early on with the first bar scene, Manners Maketh the Man.
But you see, that was like cool choreographed fight scene. I love that scene in the first movie. This one starts with a robot hand gets cut off, and then it's like fingers crawl and accesses the entire Kingsman unit. And then, oh, fuck that girl he was like kind of with last movie, and his dog, they die. Like, totally unnecessary kill, as well as they destroy everything we liked in the first movie. Oh, the whole Kingsman agency, gone. Which, like, okay, after the fact, I thought it worked for the story, but the way it happened just made no fucking sense. I didn't buy it at all. The robot hand that this guy got from Julianne Moore got cut off in the opening scene because he wanted revenge on Eggsy, and just because he wasn't trying to quote-unquote kill him immediately, it accesses the entire Kingsman network by going into the car that had just been underwater with a broken windshield, and then that killed everyone?
With the logic...
What?
With the logic of the technologies and everything in the Kingsman universe, I don't think that's super far-fetched within the rules of this universe.
All right, I'm just going to like breeze through like my immediate reaction, and then right, we'll get to you. Sorry. Okay, so there's so the opening, from the moment it started, I was like a little disappointed. Not to say this whole movie was a complete failure. I actually thought this movie worked a lot of the time, but it did not at all get close to the first one for me. So I will say I thought it was sloppy a lot of the time. I thought, Okay, so here. Jeff Bridges, Channing Tatum, Halle Berry, completely wasted in this movie, in my opinion. And they were advertised like they were going to be in the film. Maybe not Jeff Bridges, but like definitely Channing Tatum, and he's in it for 5 minutes. Halle Berry, completely wasted. Didn't think they needed to kill Mark Strong, but whatever. And I will say, like, when a cameo is like the funniest part of the movie, I think that's an issue, but whatever. And everything with Colin Firth and how they handled him coming back, I thought was complete, just didn't work. I was good to see him. Good to see him back. Didn't think it worked.
You want me to weigh in on that?
Now you can. No, wait. Give me your immediate thoughts.
Immediate thoughts on just the movie
as
a whole?
Did you like it?
I liked the parts I liked.
Did you like the whole thing?
As a whole, it was fun and entertaining. Okay. And
as fun as the first?
Well, here's the thing.
Did you like it more? Because some people do.
I know, but
okay.
I told you this yesterday. I watched the first in theaters, and I loved it. I had no idea what to expect, and it was, like, incredible.
Okay.
And then I rewatched it yesterday for this, and right. I remembered liking it a lot more than I did. Like, watching it yesterday, I still liked it, but it was, like...
I mean, it was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was so, like, in the theater, so, like...
I enjoyed this watch of the second one more than rewatching the first one.
Okay.
But I liked watching the first one for the first time way more than both of those.
Okay, but like in total, which one?
In total, the first ones probably.
Yeah. But okay, do you think this one... Just give me more thoughts on what... Give me more...
All right.
Words.
I'll weigh in on Colin Firth coming back.
All right, let's get into that.
It's absolute horseshit, and I hate when explicit warning, any fucking movie or TV show or anything God brings back a dead character in any way.
So
I hate it
stupid.
With a passion.
And like, my fears became real. When I saw him in the trailer, I was like, how the fuck are they going to do that? First, okay, I'll be honest. When they first showed it, and they show like Halle Berry, when they were like, oh yeah, we got him back. I'm like, they better have a really cool Kingsman way that they got him back.
Right.
It didn't make sense.
Well,
like,
no.
They had the most stupid
deus ex machina way of, oh, we saw activity in his glasses, so we put two pens in his forehead,
what?
And then it makes you alive
again. How do you see
again?
Activity in his glasses?
I don't know.
Didn't make any sense. And then, like, by the way, oh, that wasn't Kentucky, so that made sense that they got there that fast. But it just, like, okay, they bring him back, sure. But I was... I could follow that. I could follow the way they brought him back. I was just not into the way they did it. I was like, oh, he's the whole butterfly thing. I thought once they, in the scene where he brings in the dog, I was really into that. Really well done scene.
That was clever, yes.
And then like, he loses a step because when they do the bar scene again, He misses. Great scene. And then you're like, oh, we're going to slowly watch him regain his abilities, which we never see. So in the end, when they're in that bunker in like Alaska or whatever, and he like shoots Whiskey, I like kind of sided with Eggsy, like, oh no, he's crazy, because we don't see him regaining his step, you know?
Which, to their credit, I think they're supposed to do, but I think him as a character should never fucking come back in the first place, and it was unnecessary.
I mean, I was good to see him. I just didn't know. I thought, like, it was kind of half-assed.
It really, for the entire universe, just takes away any stakes of any death
and
ever.
Then, but at the end, he's like, he's back? Because, like, what happened to bring him back? Because there was a weird thing, like, because he wasn't shooting well. He wasn't being able to fight well, and he was seeing butterflies. And then at one point, it might have ran from Mark Strong died. He was fine, no more butterflies. What happened? That was bullshit. So like, I was pissed about that. And then also, sorry, you continue.
I'm just saying, like, the stakes of any death in this universe, unless you literally step on a mine and blow up, are right now gone.
And it felt like they had to kill him because they're like, well, we got to prove that we can kill someone in this. And I was pissed about that because he didn't have to die.
I thought that was a fine death. I just wish he got some action because he finally put on the suit. But I thought that death was actually kind of like very in character with saving them by stepping on the mine himself.
But here's why that doesn't make sense. At the end of the first movie, right? World's ending. Valentine's got his hand on the button, literally.
Right.
And Eggsy's like, the do it in the butthole thing. And he takes out, like, 20 guards. There were 5 guards. You're telling me...
The point was he was on a mine. He couldn't move to, like, pick up his gun.
No, because Eggsy was on it, and he froze it. And they were afraid, if they all run away from the mine, it'll blow up, and it'll set, and they'll be noticed. They'll be found out.
No.
I think that was it.
Because he was saying it was half a second, so that... Basically, they all thought they were going to die when they were running away. And when it didn't blow up, that's when he saved. Because you can't get far enough from a mine in half a second to live.
But he froze it.
And he said the freezing works for half a second. It delays it.
See, this didn't make sense to me. Because, like, that whole thing just didn't make any fucking sense to me. Because, like, if he had the hairspray to freeze it, the only worry would be, oh, we walk away, but it blows up.
No,
sets them off.
The point is he wanted to take them out with him. The spray doesn't make it not blow up for like 5 seconds. It's like half a second. So when they were running away and froze a half step later, they would have died anyway if it blew up. But he stepped on it. The worry wasn't being noticed. It was they're all gonna die. And they're just going to try to run.
I didn't like it. I didn't like how they handled that. It kind of felt like a bullshit death, honestly.
That I thought was
And
fine.
He's my favorite character.
He was a good character.
I thought he was the best.
He was a good character. I thought the death was in character very much.
Like, okay, I loved how, he was singing Country Roads. But, like, again, I was saying this to you after the end of the movie. There have been 3 other movies this year that use that song in way better fashion. In Logan Lucky, it's beautiful how they use that song. Same with Alien Covenant. In this, I didn't really like how they used it. I liked Annie's song at the bar, but other than that, I wasn't a big fan of how they used that. And it just kind of felt odd, like, I don't know. So, okay, there were a lot of parts that worked for me, though. So let's talk about some humor that was amazing, because there was some great humor. They reached the comedy.
Get out Elton John right off the bat.
Oh my God, so good.
Phenomenal.
Stole the whole movie.
I had no idea it was going to be in it. It was great. And then you have the whole foreshadowing in the beginning. The dogs named Benny and Jet, the newspaper, the Captain Fantastic on the marquee.
Oh, which I thought was the movie at first. I thought that was the movie because it looked like it was a movie theater. Odd Island. All right, anyway. But yeah, that was amazing. Like, they kidnapped him when she was showing the 5 stages of like the progression of her pot disease. And he just goes, fuck you. That was great. And then when he fought them.
Oh my God.
Saturday Night's All Right.
And I thought it was super clever how they delayed the robotic dogs by having him go in front of them, because they show in the beginning that they can't kill Elton John. I thought that was clever and fun.
I think the funniest moment of the movie, though, wasn't an Elton John moment. It was for me, and you and I laughed our ass off when this happened, but it was totally. So when they're on the ski slope, the thing breaks and they're plummeting towards the overhead thing. He says, I haven't had that good as shit in 3 weeks. I thought that was like, I laughed so hard at that. That was so funny.
I laughed a little. I don't think that was the funniest part.
That was my favorite part, I think.
All
right. I thought that was just amazing. What did you think of Whiskey? What did you think of his character?
Which character? The character is mostly, or the character he is in the last 5 minutes?
Because I actually love his character.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I actually thought his character was amazing. I thought he was a great addition to the team, and you know what's bullshit is like they advertised him in the trailers as much as they advertised Channing Tatum and Jeff Bridges. Pedro Pascal. And we get Whiskey for like the entire film, which is cool. And I loved it. I thought he was great. And I at the end, I thought that was a cool twist that he wasn't part of the Golden Circle and he was actually just like, he had his own agenda. Okay. But then they, again, another death that wasn't necessary. Like, oh, they beat him and they fight him. And then they put him in the meat grinder because it's funny. Like, what? Like, his girlfriend died. He had like a family. Like, I don't know. Like, that was, he didn't have to die. Like, he didn't have to die. The other Kingsman girl he trained with didn't have to die. His dog didn't have to die. There's just so much shit in this movie.
Well,
that was overstuffed.
Credit for not him, but all the Kingsman people dying. You're pissed about that, right?
Pissed in the manner it was done. Because it worked. That scene after when he's with Umbrella and he runs into Mark Strong is a good scene. But the way everyone died,
just suddenly with missiles? Because
it's like we don't even know who Julianne Moore really is yet. But right, we've seen a scene of her eating
that
some.
That was done well.
Holy
to
shit,
Julianne
crit. Moore. Sorry.
All right, what do we think of Poppy?
She was in like an Austin Powers movie. What the fuck was that? I thought she was terrible. You eat? Like, what? She grinded a guy and then had him eat him? I'm like, what is this? That was so dumb.
That part was dumb, but I thought in general her like brand of deranged is I think the next logical step up from like Sam Jackson's villain. Because Sam Jackson's villain is fucking crazy as well. And then a thing
fair point.
I like and is very interesting about both of these villains so far is that their end games are like I agree with. Like Sam Jackson or Valentine, whatever his character was.
Or you agree that they believe it?
No, his mission was to stop the effects of global warming. He went about doing it by like killing or trying to kill most of the world. But his mission was the planet's dying, so we need to like stop that. Julianne Moore's mission is all these recreational drugs are not as deadly as like cocaine or alcohol and stuff, but they're not legal, so she wants to end the war on drugs. So both of them had, like, justified...
Oh, yeah, I agree.
So I think that's a very interesting angle for villains.
I agree, but, like... See, the thing about Sam Jackson, I actually believed he was, like, a very intelligent villain. So the whole global warming thing makes total sense. And there was just something about him that was unique and, like, ever so slightly believable. I know he's an out-there character, he's a lisp, it's funny, but he was, like... I actually believed him as like a threat, where Julianne Moore is in a different movie. Like, she's not, I don't know. It just didn't, I don't, she just didn't feel right to me. Like, she's deranged. And you're right. That's probably the next place to go with the series for villains. But it just didn't, it was really odd. It just, there was so much going on in this movie. And maybe that's why I'm feeling this way, is because there's so much, you got Harry coming back from the dead,
which
and then them having to make him like remember shit, and then you have them finding out who the statesmen are, and then you got the disease that Julianne Moore put in pot, and you have Julianne Moore in general, and you got Elton John being kidnapped, and you got like you have his girlfriend, he has to sleep with the guy he almost killed last movie's girlfriend.
Has to finger her,
and that pissed off his girlfriend, and there's just like all these. There's just so much shit happening that I'm trying to follow, and like it felt like there was too much going on. And I know like you're supposed to ante it up for the sequel, But I think you got to ante it up action-wise, and you got to ante it up like comedy-wise for this movie, where it just felt like they wanted more and more stories, story elements, and like other subplots that didn't have to be told. And like, I wanted to see more about the statesman. We got one statesman in this movie. It was whiskey. That's right. All we got. All the other guys, the statesmen were totally wasted. There was nothing with them. And I felt that was such a slap to the face. We got whiskey, and he was awesome. And I wish we got tequila and the other guy. I
liked whiskey's character up until they decided for him and his own agenda. I did not like that at all.
Okay. I like that.
See, a lot of your problems I didn't have because you have like problems with how it was marketed and stuff, and I avoid marketing of movies. So I had no idea, for example, Jeff Bridges was even in it. I knew Channing Tatum was in it, but I always can appreciate like having a big name and then like getting rid of them and to subvert like your expectations, like say Gravity with George Clooney.
But he's still in half the movie. I don't know. There's two people in that movie. That doesn't count. I think.
I know, but like,
that's not a fair point because this movie. Because
you would see Channing Tatum and expect, oh, he's going to be a big part. And when he's not, you're like, oh, damn.
Still, even if you didn't watch the trailer, he pops up. He's got a badass scene where he's about to shoot Harry through the glass. And then he's like not in the movie. Because, oh, he's the rowdy one. He smokes. He doesn't just drink. He smokes. So, like, what'd you think of everything with the president?
Ooh. All right, let's get to that.
I am pissed about this.
Here's my note. President ... fucking stupid and out of place.
I loved how in the first one it was Obama, even though it wasn't Obama. They shot it behind the head. It was clearly Obama, but, like, it wasn't. And it was handled so well, I thought. And I thought it was hilarious when all the heads blew up at the end. Really funny. So then they just pick a fake guy.
Well, that I don't have a problem with at all.
I think it's inconsistent.
I don't think it's inconsistent at all. This is very clearly a different reality. I think the character of this president and his impact on the story is so fucking stupid and out of place.
That's why I think it's inconsistent. I think if you're going to have the president involved again, it's got to be the similar to the way they also did it in the first film. Also,
shooting started before November, so... You can't really be mad.
They had
at that.
A red tie on him. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
This was a mess. The reason I hate it is because.
What was his. He's just evil. He's just evil.
He just has, like, he has a whole impact on this plot that he's not a part of at all. He's independent of.
He's like high fiving his attorney general. Ha ha.
Yeah, it's just.
We're going to end the war on drugs. Like,
he's
what?
Super irrelevant to the. Plot, yet they keep going back to him and keep trying to make this arc
and the
happen.
Statesmen have a bottle in his Oval Office so they can hear him.
Well, that makes sense. The Kingsman,
but that's
probably...
how it connected. It was like,
yeah, but
what?
It's the whole president line just didn't need to happen because the only thing it was there for was to justify whiskey at the end because he's like, yeah, I agree with him, blah blah blah, which I also hated. All of that could have gone.
I feel like I'm shitting on this big time, but there was a lot I liked. I mean, I love whiskey. I love whiskey in this movie. I loved, I thought they there were a lot of funny parts that I thought did recapture moments in the first one and even exceed. The music festival was incredible. The, like I said, the ski slope scene I thought was amazing, both like visually, action wise, and comedically at the very end. I thought the everything with Elton John at the end was phenomenal. And the only reason, again, another issue with that whiskey thing at the very end of the movie, it's kind of thrown in haphazardly.
Again, yeah.
It kind of feels like the end of Man of Steel where he just fights Zod after all that shit, like the big baddie's done, and then he fights Zod one-on-one after you just had a huge battle. It's like, no, end it there. And I don't know, and then they grind him like... and then like the fact that Harry, Colin Firth, could like tell he was bad because he accidentally broke the antidote. If that was it, no way. I call bullshit on that. He just came out of the, he just got his memory back and he could tell he was bad just because he broke that because he was trying to save them in the line of fire. I just didn't buy that. I completely did not buy that.
Yeah, absolutely could have been handled better. I think the way they shot it, we clearly, at least I did, clearly knew whiskey was bad at that point.
Or something was up.
No, there was no doubt, because it was a close-up on his hand whacking the antidote right away and then pushing Eggsy.
Yeah, but so the fact like that they, but the fact they that showed that was their it cards for Colin, there. I was like, that was bullshit.
So, yeah, we should talk about positives, because I enjoyed it.
Yeah, what did you like? What did you like?
I think this is some of the most satisfying action I've seen in a long, long time.
Whereabouts, though?
I think...
Because there's a lot of CGI action.
There's a lot of CGI action in the first one, too.
There is, but I think it's used really cleverly.
I think it's really well done, especially the whole third act fight at Poppy's
area. I agree. I agree with that.
Where they have like the cool technology from the Statesman, like the baseball bat, and they have the grenade that's a baseball, and that goes in.
Oh, it's badass, yeah.
The suitcase opening up as a shield. I think all of that action that was
awesome.
Great.
That was awesome. Look at it, right?
The
action's
so satisfying. The whip becoming like Electra.
Absolutely.
Like, that's all great. And there's like 99% of the action in this movie, if it's happening on screen, I really, really love it and enjoy it. It's fun.
I still didn't like the opening action scene, but other than that, I thought it was cool.
I like that. I like that there was some badass moments and jumping over, like, as the car hits the door and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was cool. But then when he crashes and the three cars follow him, and then there's a turret on top of one, and only like two police cars go after them. Like, that's extreme terrorism.
Yeah, but the whole thing happens in like a minute, and they're going super fast. How many cops do you think can be on their tail quick?
All right, sorry, I'll keep positives. I still had a huge issue with that. I really liked.
I like the dinner scene with his girlfriend.
Oh, best scene, maybe. That was whole. Oh, but you know what? Because first, when his friend finds his glasses, is that what you're talking about? Before he fucking dies, he finds his glasses. I thought that was hilarious because he was like, put it down, right. Put it down. That was really funny. And then he's like, he dies anyway. I thought, see, that scene was almost amazing until the end there. What do you think of his whole girlfriend plotline? The fact that he's marrying her.
I thought that was fine. It was just underdeveloped because, like you said, there was a lot going on. But I believed every.
I liked it.
I believed every aspect of it. Yeah,
I think the acting is really good.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think anyone was a bad actor in it. If anything,
right?
We got
Julianne
Moore, of the greatest Elton John performances.
Oh, totally.
In the world,
that was better than seeing him live. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. That wasn't a slight at Elton John. I don't know why I just said that. No, he was phenomenal in this. Like, way better than I thought he'd be. And he is the biggest positive for me. Because it was so funny. Like,
either the action or him.
When he kicks the guy and he winks at the camera, that was incredible.
That was pretty great.
That was incredible. The Saturday night, it's all right. The music in this film, other than I think Country Roads was misused, I thought was great. What else?
The thing I just love about Kingsman as an entity as well is that it reminds me so much of the things that, like, when I was in middle school, I would, like, play, like, with friends. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I would always, like, dress up, like, in a robe and, like, have lightsaber fights with broomsticks. I could so imagine myself, like, dressing up in a suit with, like, an umbrella and, like, fighting, like, my friends and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like one of those things where, like, because Bond, I never really got that from, because it's like, just like, I don't know. It's a more fun and childlike enjoyment of the spy genre.
Okay, yeah, sure. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
like
into
all the technologies and everything.
The technologies are pretty cool. The scene where they discover the Statesman bottle and they start drinking was hilarious. Oh, that was great. And then he started crying.
Mark
Strong was amazing.
Here's an issue I had with the Statesman.
The fact that you get one?
No.
The fact that
Statesmen are more or less the Kingsmen. They're just based in the United States. Both of these agencies have existed for however long and did not know each other existed. Or did not remember, since they were the emergency whatever. So, literally, they find, like, Colin Firth.
I was right about that.
He has the exact same technologies, more or less, than his glasses and stuff. Yet, they still don't believe there's another organization. Like when they first capture Mark Strong and Exene, they're like,
I think they did, because they were like, is this your guy? And they weren't showing him at that point.
No, because the Jang Tam's whole thing is, what is your actual story? Like, what are you talking about? And then Halle Berry has to come in and say, no, it checks out. We checked. Apparently this exists, even though we're the like smartest organization in the world, and we have like tapped everything in the world, but
now
we don't know what this organization is.
Yeah, that,
even though
that didn't make full
at
sense.
Some point in our history we did, since we made up this whole emergency plan thing. That logic just didn't check out with me at all.
Yeah, I agree. Oh God. Or the fact that they could send, oh God, I cannot stand so many parts of this movie because they were so over the top. Like, it felt like an Austin Powers movie at some points. And I wasn't into that.
I feel like as a sequel coming from the third act of the first one, this is the next logical step. Like, the whole first one is pretty over the top too. Just, it gets even more. I think this one does the same.
We're supposed to feel something where he breaks that guy's neck at the end of the movie. And I didn't feel a thing. Oh my God, by the way, a lot of Fox News in this movie.
Yeah,
I think
that was
every single
cutscene. No, that
was an
odd thing that I grouped in with the whole president thing. It just fucking confused
me. Every cutscene.
Yeah.
Every TV scene was Fox.
Yeah.
And there's a lot. All Fox.
Yeah. A lot with that
what?
Whole president line. It's just
an odd thing. And they didn't even like put another one in the background. All Fox.
The president like is capturing these people and putting them in stadiums because they do
what?
Drugs.
And they're, yeah, what? Just, and then they make a point to show, oh, he got impeached.
they're trying to make this arc work that didn't even belong in the movie.
Such a weird subplot. I'm also curious, like, I know she said that she had stations for the cure everywhere. But that's another thing. Like, I don't feel like her deranged character would actually do that. Do you think that she would? It just didn't make sense to me either. How'd they
she
all
didn't
get...
want her customers to die. She wanted drugs to be legal, and then she would be able to tax it and sell them to them.
And then she died.
That's right. By the way, spoilers.
Las Vegas vegan? Or leaving... What was it?
Viva Las Vegan.
Viva Las Vegan. I didn't really get that.
Viva Las Vegas.
I know.
Being
like,
a vegan. Play on words.
But like, why?
Dude.
Was she a vegan? She ate a fucking human.
No, she didn't. She fed another human a human.
She has a meat grinder.
Yeah. For killing people.
I don't know. She's not a vegan.
I feel like they should have done more with robots or no robots at all.
I agree with that. The dogs were
two dogs
odd.
And an arm, and that was it.
Oh, and there was a server.
And this, okay. The
oh,
server.
It was the hairstyle or the makeover.
Yeah. But like,
it's like, was she a robot person?
Yeah, I feel like they could
I thought
have
thing
done
was
a
drugs.
Really, I thought they could have done a really cool thing if it was all robots and stuff.
It's because she's rich. I don't know. Is her thing robotics? Dude. Is her thing robotics? Like, that was another odd thing.
They should have just either gone more with that or none at all.
A lot of cool ideas.
Yeah.
That just weren't
and very
executed
still,
to the...
With
to
all
the,
these negatives,
right.
I enjoyed it. That being said... Should have been like 35 minutes shorter.
It felt like 3 hours.
It was.
It felt
like when I'm
so
thinking
long.
Back on it, like
so much
I
happened.
The third act was still very fun, but like the first and second act are paced very poorly.
It's such a long movie, and I don't know. I think there were, like I was saying, there was so many cool ideas that either weren't executed to I thought the best they could be, weren't executed well, and then there were just some that just didn't have to be there. That were cool, that just, like, do it for another movie. You know, like, do that whiskey storyline for another film. Do, you know, if you're going to have Channing Tatum in it, like, have Channing Tatum in it. What's he doing popping up for a scene and then, oh, he's the crazy guy. He smoked, so we're going to just freeze him. What? And at the end, they're like, oh, you don't have your tie. These guys will have to fix you up. I'm like, okay. And then Halle Berry's had an arc that was cool, but like
underdeveloped. I like the arc. It was just two scenes. It was, I wanted to, but they always said no. And then
Now they just don't have a tech guy. Because Merlin died and she's an agent.
Well.
I mean, you're right. But I think Elton John, incredible.
Elton John's definitely going to be the next tech guy as well.
Oh, that'd be
what
cool.
If the third installment has like Elton John as a legitimate
character? You think
character
there's going to be a third?
I thought I saw on IMDb that they announced a third, but that's it.
You think there will be a third? Do you want a third?
I would see a third.
Because you know what?
Like, it didn't leave such a bad taste in my mouth where I'm like, I never want to see it again. Because it was very fun and entertaining. And again, I am in love with all the action sequences.
Okay.
Something like,
there's some I think that are great.
I think they're super over the top and the way they're filmed are great. For something like most Marvel movies I watch and the action's like, meh.
I'm the opposite. I felt like this movie at some points felt like a superhero movie, which is not a slight on superhero movies. It just didn't fit with this movie's genre. Whereas there were some scenes that I really loved that I thought did fit this movie. But like that opening scene was straight out of Captain America Winter Soldier. Which is cool for Captain America Winter Soldier, but not for this movie and not for the other movies and not for The Last Kingsman. Like I thought it didn't fit well. Whereas that something like that ski slope one, classic Kingsman. Something like the ending scene where they're shooting up that town, classic Kingsman.
Even when just Whiskey's killing all those guards alone.
Awesome King, yeah. Awesome scene.
But and like, I always love those action scenes.
I just don't know about the other ones. Like where he just one? Throws the wine and everyone like freezed.
I thought that was pretty Kingsman-y.
It just, I don't know. It was so over the top to me, man. And like the other movie, although over the top, I could it was somewhat grounded until the end. Whereas this one is, again, it picks up where the last one started in terms of ridiculousness and then goes crazier.
I think a lot of what I like about Kingsman is the over the topness.
Okay.
So that mixed with the action if I didn't like the action, I don't know if I would have liked this movie.
I couldn't breathe watching this movie. There was so much happening. Like it was so quick, but yet felt forever long.
I got exhausted watching this. Got rid of the whole president arc, cut out, or even developed Halle Berry and Mark Strong's relationship and arcs more.
Halle Berry's wasted.
I would agree with that.
Channing Tatum's wasted.
I had no idea she was in it when she walked in. I'm like, holy shit, she's going to be a badass. And
she's wasted.
Yeah.
Like I thought they were going to have a joke like, oh, because she's a Bond girl. That's she's right. Got two scenes.
Yeah.
Fuck. Mark Strong's my favorite character. And he died because of like an odd mind situation. He didn't even need to go with them, to be honest. That was bullshit. He didn't even have to go with them. He put on the suit because he didn't even want to be in the field.
It was the same reason that in the first one that we don't know who we can trust, so it can only be us going. That's why they didn't call the statesman. Or in the first one, it's like, oh, we don't know who has these chips. It can only be us.
Why didn't he stay in the plane like he did in the last movie where he kicked ass?
Because he was saying like...
Because he was like, I gotta go step on a mine.
Yeah. It is weird that they had that scene beforehand where he's like, I really want to step on a mine. I'm like, all right, I guess this is foreshadowing for something.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, no, he's like, that suit's mine. Oh. We get it. You're about to die by a mine.
Right.
Yeah. So you would see another one. I'll be honest.
I'd see another
one. I'm kind of good.
If you told me another one's happening, I'd be like, oh, cool. If you told me another one's not happening, I'd be like, oh, cool.
That might be where just you and I slightly differ. It's like... I might have liked it a little less because I'm fine. Unless I get a new director, new blood, because Matthew Vaughn's still one of my favorite directors. And I think, though I think this might be my least favorite of his movies, still a fun and enjoyable movie. Definitely. A lot of fun scenes. I'm just disappointed because I love the first one so much. But after all that's said and done, I still think it is a fine movie. It's not. I wouldn't say this is a bad movie.
No,
I think this is a fine movie.
I enjoyed myself.
I'm just very disappointed because I love the first one, and there are so many scenes in this movie that I'm gonna remember for a while because they're so funny, and I'm gonna tell people about and talk to people about because they're so well done and so funny. But I had so many issues with a lot of the characters' decisions. I had a lot of issues with the story. And then the overall tone of the movie, just with its over-the-topness, I just could not get on board. I didn't think it matched with the first film. And you have any last words?
Manners
maketh man.
The man.
The man.
The dude is in this movie.
The dude is in this. Champagne.
Dude and Julianne Moore in another movie. Is this the first since
the Bounce? Good point. Good pull.
Share no screen time.
That is correct.
Have it combined like 20 minutes.
That is also correct. I think they do.
Jeff Bridges is clean shaven. I haven't seen that in a bit.
Yeah, that was a little odd. I thought Colin Firth gave a great performance.
I thought his performance was great. I thought his character didn't fucking need to be in it.
Let me make one last comparison before we end this.
Let's do it.
So,
Citizen Kane.
A reason why
is it better?
A reason why, yes. I actually think it's all right that he was in it is because with the movie Kick-Ass, incredible movie.
Love that movie.
Another Matthew Vaughn film.
Right.
And also another film based off the comics of Mark Millar, which this movie is based off of. So, mm-hmm. Another thing that's incredible about that film is you got Kick-Ass, you got Hit Girl, and you have Big Daddy, played by Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage, spoiler alert, dies. Second movie,
have not seen,
is good, but the biggest thing is it is missing the presence of Big Daddy. That it was just, you could feel it. It was palpable. You were missing Big Daddy, and they tried to kind of substitute or recreate him with Jim Carrey's character, but it just didn't work. And that was the big problem. It wasn't nearly as good. You're missing that character. And I think my biggest worry, now to be fair, Matthew Vaughn didn't direct the second Kick-Ass, and he's directing this one, so like, maybe even if he didn't bring him back, it still would have been good. But that was a concern I had, because he dies, and like, missing him in two, and in this one, since it's Kingsman, I thought there would have been, and like, the way they did it, I was into. I just like, if you're gonna do that, you gotta crush it all the way through, and they totally abandoned elements of the way they brought him back. Like, he stopped seeing butterflies at one point. I love the scene when he brought his dog out and when they're trying to convince him to come back. But like, it took too long for that to happen. And then while he's still seeing butterflies, it just switches off and he's fine by the end of the movie. And it just doesn't, you have to be consistent. If you're going to do that, like, do that storyline.
I fucking hate when movies do that. How many times do I have to say it?
But I just said why they should do it.
No, but gets rid of all the stakes of any death in this fucking universe now. He's shot. Oh, no. Just put the saran wrap on his eyes and he's fine. Oh, but he's going to have amnesia. All right. Figure out how to do it, and then just it works immediately. Like with whiskey, they just show him a picture and it happens. How many times have they done that to whiskey if it was such protocol? I mean, it gets rid of any stakes of any death ever unless you blow up.
Even then, you're right.
That's what really pissed me off the whole movie, where it's like,
there's no
time anyone has a gun or anything, I don't care.
And that's over the topness again.
That's bad over the top.
Just all the deaths in this film don't work.
Why do people have to die?
And why, like, I honestly don't know why they killed the girl he trained with.
I like that.
That because just didn't make sense.
You get pissed because she's an awesome character and that she's gone. Then you sympathize
but
with the
hero. But not like we had her for a scene in the movie. I don't know.
But you have her for the whole first movie.
But she gets rocked at the end because he doesn't go with her. And her balloon pops.
Yeah, but so, she still
shoots. And he goes with the princess. I know, but he goes with the princess instead of her. And right. It's like, oh, she got, you know.
Well, friend,
she was a total device.
No, they're great friends, and they even said that in this movie, too.
I don't know, man. Didn't work for me emotionally. But that's our Kingsman 2 review. Let me know if you guys agree with anything we had to say. Sorry I got explicit at one point.
The fuck are you talking about?
I'm Ryan Nilsson, and that's Jake Siegelbaum, and we're tired. But did you like Kingsman 2? It's okay if you did. Jake, what would you rate it out of 10? Immediate thoughts, because I'm going to give it a 6.
I think 6 is right. Maybe 6.25.
I'll do a 6. All right. Well, I'm Ryan. That's Jake. Good night.